Well, this is the 685th version of Cold Face. And as I always say, it's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the Cold Face with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Welcome once again, Martin.
Thanks, Caesar.
Now we see that South Africa's new state mining company has developed its first mine.
Yeah, the cat is out the bag. It's a coal mine. It's Vlakfontein, 100 kilometers east of Johannesburg. And it was supposed to be officially opened this week by our president, Jacob Zuma. But the opening has been postponed and a new date will be given to us by the organizers, who, of course, are the state-owned enterprise, which is African Exploration Mining and Finance Company, a long-winded name. It falls under the Central Energy Fund. And you can see that it's hunting energy assets. Not only has it got this mining license, which we heard about earlier in Parliament, and now we see it actually happening with a built mine that will be operated by the state, but we also see it looking for uranium. So it seems to be in the energy space. It falls under the CEF, which is a Central Energy Fund, and this is its first operation. It'll be interesting to see whether it does compete on a level pegging field with private enterprises, because that's what the private sector is worried about. Is this mine going to get special advantage? Is it going to be equal before the law? If it's equal before the law, that's fine. If it has special privileges, they won't be happy.
What about the management of this mine? I mean, are they going to actually have some level of independence so that they can actually be seen not as just government lackeys, but really people who know the business?
I think when you see the Central Energy Fund and the way it deals with Petro SA, that's an independent operation, statutory body, of course. You know, Eskom is a utility, also state-owned, but operates with private sector principles, commercial principles. Mm-hmm. We'll expect the same from African Exploration Mining and Finance.
Thank you very much. Now, you're saying that mentoring is seen as vital to bridge South Africa's gaping engineer shortage.
You know, they say we've only got half the engineers that we need. And, of course, those that are coming through come through from a lesser educational foundation. So people are looking at mentoring, and you now hear of mentees, people who are mentored. And even the some consulting engineering firms are putting a lot of store on this, because you see that the Consulting Engineering South Africa, when they have their excellence awards, a lot of people are getting awards for Mentor of the Year, etc. And some consulting engineering firms even start at school level, where they attract people with Saturday schools, they call it, you know, with tuition in maths and science and engineering drawing. And once these people then graduate as engineers, they offer them mentorship. And a lot of the young people coming out of universities say, oh, we'd like to go to that consulting engineering firm because you get mentored.
Yes.
You know, there's a different work ethic, a new generation work ethic. People think differently. And if you offer them that mentorship, which is rooted in sort of mutual respect between the mentor and the mentee, they go for that.
So. Okay. Great. Now, Limpopo province is embarking on a grass-growing initiative to stop rampant soil erosion.
Yeah, soil erosion the world over is a problem, and we now have, you know, the International Erosion Association active with the Southern African chapter. They've linked up with the Limpopo province and said, look, you've got overgrazing, you've got drought situations, a lot of soil erosion. Let's move in with this new miracle grass. It's Vetiver grass. It's used elsewhere in the world, I think in about 120 countries. It's fantastic because it's unpalatable to cattle, and also the soil retention lifts by about 90% when you grow this Vetiver, and also, you know, less rain flows away. So it's a fantastic way of restoring eroded areas, and we see that this particular association, the Erosion Control Association, they've already got sites for nurseries, and this particular grass, they use it as a hedge type growing, and it goes deep into the earth, I think about 5 meters the roots and about 2 meters high. So it forms quite a nice barrier, and this issue of soil erosion is something that we've got to tackle, and it's good to see the Limpopo Department of Agriculture tying up with this association.
Well, Martin, let me just say this to our listeners, because most of you who listen to the Cold Face don't realize that what Martin actually shares with us on a weekly basis is a tip of the iceberg in terms of what this man across the table from me actually represents. And there are publications that I read very, very faithfully on a weekly basis, Mining Engineering News, and hopefully people will really pick this up, because a lot of people don't know they can go into engineering because they just don't have information. So really, at the Cold Face is just a teaser to you to say there is more. Get out there, get the magazine, and I know South Africa will gain thereby. Well, Martin Creamer is publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly, and he will be back at the Coalface at the same time next Friday. Martin, thank you very much.
Great. Thank you, Caesar. Mm-hmm.